funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. My dear family, we enter this 31st Sunday of Ordinary Time, continuing our celebration of remembering all of our beloved who have entered their eternal rest, giving thanks to God that death is not the end, for death has no victory, for the beauty of what Christ has been able to conquer. And so we celebrate with great joy what lies ahead, which is the glory, and celebrate that gift for all of our beloved who have entered that eternal rest. We welcome all of you here who are visiting the cathedral. Welcome to your home away from home. And to all of you joining us via television, radio, and internet, we pray for you and in a special way for all of your beloved who have entered their eternal rest, trusting in faith and hope that will never disappoint, but will lead us to be once more together with them when we are before our Father. My dear family, with great joy in knowing that God's love is everlasting, let us seek pardon for our sins as we say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, and therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty, merciful God, by whose gift your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service, grant, we pray, that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Before the Lord, the whole universe is as a grain from a balance, or a drop of morning dew come down upon the earth. But you have mercy on all, because you can do all things, and you overlook people's sins that they may repent. For you love all things that are, and loathe nothing that you have made. For what you hated, you would not have fashioned. And how could a thing remain unless you willed it, or be preserved, had it not been called forth by you? But you spare all things, because they are yours, O Lord and lover of souls. For your imperishable spirit is in all things. Therefore, you rebuke offenders little by little, warn them and remind them of the sins they are committing, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. The word of the Lord.
reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, in accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, brothers and sisters, with the regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling with him, not to be shaken out of your minds suddenly, or to be alarmed either by a spirit or by an oral statement or by a letter allegedly from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
as we reflect upon this wonderful passage of the encounter of Zacchaeus and the Lord in the Gospel, I'm reminded of one of my brother priests who was here with me the first time around, Father Eduardo Mantamayor. Many of you may remember him. He was here, and that was the time where we had like 6 or 7 priests here, and you didn't know who was going to offer the Mass. But I remember how he so beautifully illustrated this wonderful encounter, how this businessman in Mexico was making every effort possible to find his way to be in the presence of the Pope, the Vicar of Christ. And perhaps you remember that story, where he himself was perhaps looking a little foolish, trying to get so close like a little kid. And then, of course, he continued to tell us how that was the story about himself. He himself, who was a businessman, business-oriented, interested, as he shared with us, in making it big in the world. But something drove him that day, when the Holy Father was in the streets of Mexico, and how he didn't allow anything nor anyone to discourage him from just doing what was driving him. There are present-day Zacchaeuses in our society, and Father Eduardo is one of them. But praise be to God, he didn't let anyone or anything stop him, because he went on to become a very wonderful priest. And he left all things behind. And of course, here at the cathedral, we were blessed to have him for a while, until the Lord called him to be elsewhere. I think he's in Phoenix now. I hope he's enjoying the heat. But my family, when you look at this encounter between Zacchaeus and Jesus, you also see those who are grumbling. Zacchaeus is just not a tax collector. He's the chief tax collector. He's the one that no one in any which way will ever like or love. But something drove him to climb a tree, because as the scripture reminds us, he's short in stature. But he didn't care how he looked. He didn't care how he was perceived. And chances are by that time, he was already judged left and right by the society that he lived in. All he cared about was being in the presence of the Lord. And the ones who had a hard time with that were the ones that were following the Lord. Why? If all the one that desires to do is to be in his presence just like you, the Book of Wisdom reminds you and me of how our human condition is frail, but how the Lord does not desire that we fade away, but he desires that we be forgiven. He desires that we live, not die and perish in our sins. And how is that possible if not only through his mercy, his forgiveness? But family, to be true to that love is to be able to show that love to one another. Because that love, my dear family, is a calling. Is a calling just like St. Paul is sharing to the Thessalonians this day. That God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose in you and every effort of faith that you profess. That the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him. He desires that we reach the glory, not the grave. He desires that we enjoy the life eternal, not death as an end. Which is why we do not celebrate the Day of the Dead. We celebrate the Day of the Souls. The dead have no life. The souls continue to live because of the power of Jesus who conquered death. Which is why it's so important for us to remind each other of what is opposed to what isn't. And yesterday we had such a beautiful solemn mass here at noon. We felt like we were in heaven. I hope you feel like you're in heaven right now too, by the way. But how can you not when you know who's before you? But it is about understanding God's call, because his call is a call of love. To be lived in you, to be seen in you, to be experienced with you. And that is why it's so important, my dear family, that yes, though we enter the 31st Sunday of Ordinary Time, we continue the day of remembrance, because we make it a month of remembrance of all of our beloved who have entered their eternal rest. Why? Because I never want you to forget those who were once here. Because that is the greatest of all gifts God has given you. Each other. And though we create these wonderful moments where we are able to bring pictures of our loved ones to remember them, it is to remind us of the call that others have had and fulfilled and brought it to fulfillment through the grace of God. You know, no, this is my first year back, and we will continue to build upon this. We will have a mountain before I'm gone. But when I left St. Joseph's, I remember the altar of Mary, and we had a mountain coming down of all of these pictures. All of them. I'm sure it's there today. I saw people in their uniforms from the military, grandmas in the kitchen, kids in their baseball gear, and gentlemen in their cowboy hats, even little infants who were here for just a while. An array of individuals, an array of calls in this world. But what's so beautiful, my dear family, is all of those moments that were caught on paper were a moment of great joy that they have experienced. And I am certain that you, in your own heart, can beautify and vividly see someone who is now with our Father, we pray, who's brought you just as much joy. A mom or a dad, a son or a daughter, a grandma or a grandpa, a niece or a nephew, a cousin or a friend, a brother or a sister. All of these called by God to live in his love. How? With you. With me. And how we are never meant to forget that. But trust in the mercy of God who came not to judge, but to save. Not to condemn, but to invite to live. And how that life will never suffer the end, but will rejoice in the beauty of the eternal. When we gather for funerals, my dear family, we don't celebrate that someone's died. We celebrate that someone is victorious over death, over sin, over suffering. A victory that you and I have not experienced yet. But through the grace of God, who will help us to glorify him today so that we may be glorified with him in heaven, is the one who accompanies you. Which is why it's so important that when we light these beautiful candles, He is the light that reminds you of the oneness you still have. For you will be on this side. He will be in the middle, the light. And your loved ones will be on this side, lighting it with you. Because he who is the bridge from the temporal to the eternal is the light that shatters all the darkness and keeps you together with the ones he has blessed you to have forever. May we truly see what is true and never fall blind to it. And may you rejoice, for truly God has blessed us in many ways, but no other way has he blessed us most than the gifts that we have that can never be taken away, your family. And from them, you, together, is the eternal that we will all experience one day. Until that moment comes, please take time. Open your photo albums. Yes, photo albums, not your phones. You can open those too. But many of us, you know what a photo album is. For you younger generations, if you don't know what a photo album is, I have nothing more to say to you. Let your grandparents explain that to you. But the good photo albums, remember, with the film, the clear film that goes because it's been closed a long time. The older generation knows exactly what I'm talking about. The younger kids, they're just looking at me like, I have no clue. Take the photo, look at it, and rejoice because of what you wrote in that love that God blessed you to have and keep, because they are still yours. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting God's love, we ask that he hear the needs we present.
For the church, that we may be instruments of God's mercy and forgiveness in the world today, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are trying to discern God's call, that they may be blessed with wisdom and courage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from terminal illnesses, their families, and their caregivers, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in our parish who died during the past year, and for those who mourn them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joseph H. Miller, Frank Garza Sr., Javier F. Garza, Jose G. Ornelas, Celsa G. Ornelas, Jesus A. Garza, and for the deceased members of the Knights of Columbus, and in thanksgiving for the fulfillment of the incarnate word, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious, loving Father, all this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his holy church.
May these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, become for you a pure oblation and for us a holy outpouring of your mercy through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord,
and profess your
resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray. And with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Together with hope and faith, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.